Family seeks answers after Texas police kill Adetiana Jefferson at home. By Breitbart News on October 14, 2019. Fort Worth, Texas, AP, a white police officer who killed a black woman inside her Texas home while responding to a neighbor's call about an open front door didn't have time to perceive a threat before he opened fire, an attorney for the woman's family said. You didn't hear the officer shout, "Gun, gun, gun." Attorney Lee Merritt said after viewing video taken from a Fort Worth officer's body cam during Saturday's shooting of Adetiana Jefferson, 28. He didn't have time to perceive a threat. That's murder. Her family told Texas Television that Jefferson was watching her 8-year-old nephew when she was killed early Saturday. The Fort Worth Police Department said in a statement that officers saw someone near a window inside the home and that one of them drew his duty weapon and fired after perceiving a threat. The video released by police shows two officers searching the home from the outside with flashlights before one shouts, "Put your hands up, show me your hands." One shot is then fired through a window. It's another one of those situations where the people that are supposed to protect us are actually not here to protect us, said Jefferson's sister, Amber Carr. You know, you want to see justice, but justice don't bring my sister back, Carr said. An aunt, Venita Boddy, said the family does not understand why Jefferson was killed. It's like from the moment we got the call, it's been more and more inconceivable and more confusing. And there has nothing been done in order to take away that confusion, Boddy said. Police Lieutenant Brandon O'Neill said Sunday that the officer, who's been on the force since April 2018, is on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation and will be interviewed about the fatal shooting on Monday. His name was not released. At a brief news conference at police headquarters, O'Neill confirmed that the officer did not announce he was police before he fired the fatal shot and that his failure to do so is part of the department's investigation. O'Neill also confirmed that Jefferson's 8-year-old nephew was in the room with Jefferson when she was shot. He said representatives of the police department have spoken with the woman's family and shared our serious and heartfelt concern for this unspeakable loss. Her family has said she was watching her nephew at the time. O'Neill declined to answer reporters' questions and said Fort Worth Police Chief Ed Krause plans to conduct a more in-depth news conference on Monday. I'm shaken. I'm mad. I'm upset. And I feel it's partly my fault, Smith said. If I had never dialed the police department, she'd still be alive. Smith said Jefferson and her nephew typically lived with an older woman, who's been in the hospital. It makes you not want to call the police department, he said. In an audio recording of Smith's call that was released by police, the neighbor said it was not normal for the house to leave its front door open for hours at that time of day. Merritt said Jefferson's family expects a thorough and expedient investigation. The Fort Worth Police Department said it released body cam footage soon after the shooting to provide transparency, but that any camera footage inside the residence could not be distributed due to state law. However, the body cam video released to media included blurred still frames showing a gun inside a bedroom at the home. It's unclear if the firearm was found near the woman, and police have not said that the officer who shot her thought she had a gun. The police statement released Saturday said only that officers who entered the residence after the shooting found a firearm. Police did not immediately respond to a message seeking comment Sunday. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday called on the Justice Department to investigate. The killings of unarmed black Americans have got to end, Sanders tweeted. Adetiana Jefferson should be alive. The shooting comes less than 2 weeks after a white former Dallas police officer was sentenced to 10 years in prison after being convicted of murder in the fatal shooting of her black neighbor inside his own apartment. Amber Geiger, 31, said during her trial that mistook both of Jean's apartment for her own, which was one floor below Jean's. Merritt also represents Jean's family.